Iran has set new conditions for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, including compensation from the United States and an end to what Tehran calls a naval blockade. The demands come as Oman says negotiations with Iran over navigation arrangements are progressing positively. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says those talks are nearing their final stages, but has stressed they do not mean the strategic waterway is about to reopen. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has told Fox News Washington is using diplomatic, economic, and military pressure to secure safe passage.
We're in the middle of a game, and we're applying a whole host of tools, diplomatic, economic, military tools, to ensure that we get the best outcome for the American people. The one problem, of course, is the Iranians laid a large number of mines at the beginning of the war. And so what we're really working through now is how you can actually set up a traffic scheme so that the ships that pass can pass through safely. That includes, of course, demining. That also includes a commitment from the Iranians that they're not going to fire at commercial vessels.
The talks come as the United Arab Emirates accuses Iran of firing a missile at a tanker owned by the Abu Dhabi national oil company, ADNOC, in the strait. No casualties were reported in the incident.